morning, good morning, good morning, brothers and sisters. How are we doing today? Yes, excuse me. It is April 30th, 2024. Here we are, closing in on March tomorrow, folks. Thank you for being here on my cast. I am your speaker, Crawford Recruit Murray Jr. And you know, it's another day in paradise. Folks, let me tell you something. To all my brothers and sisters out there in Christ, those that pray and read the word, those that strive to be the best that they can be every day, I am very proud of you. I am very inspired by a lot of you. For my listeners and my new listeners, I see that my cast is growing, even though it's probably one of the plainest podcasts out. I thank you all for being a listener and listening to my cast, and I am doing what I need to do to definitely expand more and, you know, offer more features and so on. And the whole thing is, it's about not giving up. It's about not giving up. It's about holding on to what you believe in, if that makes sense. And I tell you, folks, a lot of you out here are, you guys are beautiful. You guys are enduring the storms. You guys are not letting, setbacks discourage you. And that's important. When it comes to prayer, and from what I understand and what I read and heard dozens of times, it is not something that is always easy to do, right? To continue to do, because you have to have, a foundation, right? A prayer foundation built in you over time, right? Over time. And for you to continue to pray, to have hope, to have faith, to really persevere, right? And so a lot of us, we skip praying here and there. We may not read a scripture for a day or two. Not all of us. Some of you prayer warriors are dynamite. Amen. And I definitely give you, that props. I definitely give you props on that, because it's not easy to stand fast in prayer constantly. It's not easy to be motivated. It's not easy to be positive when you're going through the heartaches, when you're going through the setbacks, when you're going through folk talking about you, when you go through situations, financial situations, marital situations, health situations. It's not an easy task to do, to remain positive, to remain hopeful. And at times your faith do waver. And if you say it don't, then I'm afraid that I have to call you a liar. Because Jesus himself, remember now, when he hung on the cross, Jesus asked, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Y'all remember that, right? Even in the garden where Jesus prayed, he tried to pray his burden away. So we all fall short, right, in being perfect, and that's fine. That's fine, because it's what we do as human beings. But what we have to do is not give up. And you have to find a way to continue to go, continue to strengthen your faith by reading, by praying, by socializing with other people in your network. Learn how to network properly. Learn how to do the best of you, right? Learn how to do it more and more, right? There's no easy way, folks. Trust me, there's no easy way. Heaven knows I've tried to do it as easy as possible in a lot, right? A lot of things I tried to do. It does take time. It's not impossible. And it's not all hard all the time. There are some days that you will see a blessing, boy, that will knock you on your tiny tiny. You hear what I tell you, folks? There's days where your prayers will be answered so fast and in abundance. And let me just say that there. God is not here to make it all hard on you. Sometimes we make it hard on ourselves, right? So this is why it pays attention to learn every day. Pay attention to what you learn. Pay attention to what you went through in life, right? Your everyday life. Don't let fear hinder you. Don't let doubt hinder you. Don't let what man say dictate your actions. You know, man, right? Especially here in America. Especially here in America. And for all my black people, we got it bad. We tend to listen to people that tell us how we should approach success. Now let me make this clear. There's no way I'm knocking education, right? Especially the education system here in America, right? I'm not saying that it's all bad. I'm not saying that you shouldn't go and to learning institutions here in America. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is you have to be able to open your mind and abroad to learning as much as you possibly can. Learn how to research, learn how to dissect, learn how to troubleshoot, learn how to figure things out, understand where you come from. All that's part of learning. This is where your wisdom knowledge comes from. Even when it comes to the Bible, even when it comes to the Word of God, right? You have to be able to do your research. You have to be able to study, right, for yourself. Because your life, your success, your legacy, right, depends on it, right? Starting with the Bible, the bottom line is you don't want to go to hell, okay? You don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. Nobody wants to go to hell. Any Bible-believing individual, anybody that accepted Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, do not want to go to hell and burn in a lake of fire for all eternity. God knows I don't. And therefore, you accept Jesus Christ, but then you have to understand what comes with that and how to live and so on, and that takes time. Excuse me for one second. Yeah, I had to get a sip of that water. But so you read the Bible and you got all these churches and false prophets and so on out there. And this is where your determination comes in at. This is where you have to search the scriptures for yourself and you grab different study Bibles. You look online. Some of us are able to travel and so on. So you're doing your due diligence. And when you do that, God will look out for you, right? God will look out for you. There's no doubt in my mind about that, right? It's the same thing with your life. You know, you're stepping out there, you're trying to get a new job, you're trying to build business, you're trying to survive the mortgage rates, the rent rates, the interest rates, so yeah, everything is changing. There's so much problems in the world today. But if we study, you study your Bible, you study finances, you study, you read, go to the library, head out to Barnes & Noble, go to whatever bookstore you go to, research online, you got Google, you got AI, you got groups, you got networking systems. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. I know it was only seemed like I was gone for a fraction of a second, whatever, but I had to take care of something right quick. But anyway, you have Google, you have all these resources to help you, all right? And it's up to you to really put them into order. Like you have to create your own personal syllabus, and you have to develop a study habit, and you have to put it into action, folks. Whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. And it's not the easiest thing to do. I get it, but it's not impossible either. And if you come up with a system, a plan of action, step back, reevaluate whatever it is that you're facing, and then you have to decide a course or a plan of action, right? That's what you have to do. That's the foundation of it. Of course, there's little things you can tweak here or there, but ultimately, not giving up, having faith, developing a system that you can slowly build your confidence, right, to face anything in life, right? That's something that takes some time. It may take you 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. For a lot of people, take them 50, 60 years to really grasp just a fraction of what I'm saying. And your life is yours. This journey is yours. Amen. This journey is yours and yours alone. I myself am enjoying this part of the journey. There's obstacles that I'm facing. It's just part of, you know, being who I am, part of being human. We all have different levels of it, I'm sure. But nevertheless, obstacles are just that, obstacles. And how you approach it, how you handle it, will determine the success or your failures, right? And that's okay. Because as long as you have breath in your body and God above, right? You have His promise. And it's something that we need to realize and to remind ourselves of that every day, that God's promise is that. And I'm not perfect, folks. You hear me? Let me tell you something. There are times where I just get a hold of myself and I just go head, you know, I step out there. Man, I put on my grind. I'm out there doing things, and it's just part of being human. It's part of being human to really figure, or to think that we can figure the problem out ourselves. Now, those who don't believe in God, those that are atheists, those that don't have no knowledge of God's word, have that type of mentality, right? For me, I believe in God. Went to church when I was younger. This is why it's always important to raise your children up in church, right? It's always good to really have a good person to teach you. The late Bishop Charles E. Williams of United Evangelistic Church was a godly man, and he taught, and God knows he knew how to preach, but he taught us the Bible. So I say all this because I know better than to step out there. And sometimes you do it out of habit. Situation comes, you jump on it, and you know, you put into action, a plan of action, right? And me knowing that God says, hey, listen, consult with me first, acknowledge me, and then I'll make your path straight. And so that is something that a lot of us really need to do. Now, I'm talking to those that has accepted Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. We have to find a way to stand strong on God's promises, even the little ones. He says, acknowledge me in all that you do. Sometimes you just get up and then you spend a few minutes. One of the things I used to do that I start falling behind is when I used to wake up in the morning, I would put on my gospel music. I would start off with Marvin Sapp. I'm sorry, I was about to say Warren Sapp from the old player Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but Marvin Sapp. And I start off Never Would Have Made It. And I got that from a gentleman many years ago when we were in a program. We were in the shelter program. This after I got out of incarceration and stuff. And his alarm was set off early in the morning. He would get up and get down on his knees and he'll pray. And the song that came on was Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp. So I got that. Right? I developed that, and I used to get up every morning, read my scriptures and all that. And you know what happened? I too fell victim to the storms. I too fell victim to the problems that seemed so big that I thought that God was taking too long, and I thought that I can handle the situations. And that's why I haven't been doing my podcast. I haven't really been studying how to convert it into the new phases that Spotify and River is taking it. So I know Anchor won't be here. It's going to change over, in June. So it's very important for me to get back into it, to learn how to change it over as well and everything. Right? It's not going to be a problem, but... and then I just realized how empty and how I feel so left behind because the problems seem so bigger, right? And we lose focus, you know, a lot of us lose faith, but we lose focus. And we try to compensate not acknowledging God with, man, I got to do what I got to do. And therefore, we make it even harder for ourselves. Entrepreneurs have it the hardest. Investors, entrepreneurs. I'm not saying that you all out there that, work your job. I'm not saying that you don't have it hard. Of course, you have it hard. Everybody have it hard. But I'm speaking from an entrepreneur and investor point of view, because we tend to just give up the norm. We tend to create a life, right, with just our ambition. Entrepreneurs give up the safety of bringing in a steady income. Investors, likewise, they invest their money, in hope of making returns that they can get out of the 9-to-5 or workforce, right? I'm sorry, and I have to say this. God knows, to get up to go punch the clock in every day, people, that's just... for me, that's just so, I dreaded those, I'm telling you right now, I'm so glad that, and blessed that we have a God in our lives, and you have to work hard, because the Bible does say if a man don't work, a man doesn't eat. Faith without works is dead. We get that. But you have to have a clear plan. This is what business plans are about. This is why you write a business plan out. You make steps. Habakkuk 2:3 tells you to write your vision down on the tablets, right? Get your book. Write your steps down, right? and you have a mind that you can create, your imagination can do wonders, right? And it's up to you, right, entrepreneurs and investors, on how you're going to approach your success, right, your well-being. My W-2 folks, those that are employees, and some, my wife works for a beautiful company, right? You know, the professionals, right? Those, you guys are set, right? You guys are set. So I don't never want to take away from that, because, man, you guys hold it down. And without you all, entrepreneurs won't be successful. That's why I don't never want to downplay those that are W-2s, those that have the jobs, those that go to work every day, because that's something that that's a gift and a talent that you all have. We just have to find a way to really be on the same page. I know that, you know, my working folks here, a lot of people talk about the entrepreneur and investing, the investors and stuff, everybody out there doing that. And it's that you have to get to a point. First of all, you have to have been an employee for some time to really appreciate being an entrepreneur. That's number one, right? Unless you come from a family of wealth, if you have never worked, if you have never had steady income from a job, unlikely you're going to be a good entrepreneur. So let me just get that out there, okay? But you have to have been out there. You have to have tried different fields. My wife said to me, "Where haven't you worked?" Right? She said that to me, and it. But it's good. I have done a lot, right? And there was quite a few jobs that I enjoyed, but it has just, you know, I've come to the fact that, you know, I like to do what I like to do. And therefore, either you're going to be the good employee and work hard, or you're going to have to work hard to be, you know, an entrepreneur. Either way, you're going to work hard, you're going to have setbacks. So I just wanted to say that little part there. And, you know, you're going to need God in both of them, for me, you know, whether you're going to work hard, whatever it is. That's why it's important that we acknowledge God. We acknowledge Him. We acknowledge Him, because He says, if you acknowledge me, in Proverbs 3, I will direct your path. Acknowledge God in all that you do, and He will make your path straight. Lean not on your own understanding. Do not be wise in your own eyes. So, that's where it starts from, folks. And I know I went around the world with that to get to this point, but I'm just speaking, you know, from my heart this morning to you all, because we're faced with so much, right? Or does it really exist? Like, we looking at what the country is going through. We looking at everything, all our interest rates and so on, and war and everything. When realistically, all we have to do is really just focus on God, and then focus on what we need to do, right? And your creativity, your imagination, right? I was feeling so unsure of myself and what I'm trying to do, which is normal, folks. It's normal, okay? And now now, this morning, because of you all, because of the podcast, I can, you know, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right? Sometimes you need that, because this is the danger of paying attention to the world and not God's word. And I get it. I get it. People think like, oh, you got to just have your faith in the Bible, your faith in the Bible, and just read the Bible. No, come on. You gotta get out there. You have to get out there. But you have to get out there and let the light shine through you. You have to utilize God's wisdom, knowledge. You have to put your faith to the test, and you have to attempt to do. How are you going to know how strong your faith is, right? If you don't put it to the test. We don't say mountain move from here to there anymore. Jesus said to say that. And that's the attitude we have to have. But the only way we get it is we uplift one another. We fellowship. You study. You read. You listen to podcasts. It is so. It's not what it was. I know 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, I know that, you know, we all went to church and we had Bible study and fellowship and everything. And that, you know, we say, oh, those days are gone. Well, times change, right? And until Jesus get back here, time will continue to change. There's just nothing we can do about that. But you have to decide, right, on how are you going to fellowship? How are you going to progress along the way with the changing? And I'll tell you something, folks. I can say to you right here, God forgive me for allowing myself to lose focus, to get out of sin, right? And if that's you, God forgive me. Father, forgive me. That's all we have to say. Father, forgive me, Lord, for getting out of sync. I'm sorry, Father, for thinking I can take on the world without you. I'm sorry, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For not acknowledging you. And now I'm acknowledging the Lord, folks. So when you fall down and you have the doubts and the storms come on you and you tackle it on your own, that's the human part. But all you have to say, in Jesus' name, amen. Lord, forgive me for trying to tackle this on my own. Because, folks, God had did things for me in my life, right? That there was, I could never pull off. So we have to go back to remember when God did those good things for you. We have to go back and say, thank you, Jesus. That's how you do it, folks. You have to go back. Remember when God done something for you. If you seen that God done something for somebody else, you need to say, thank you, Jesus. If you can do it for them persons, you can do it for me. And then you have to stand on that, folks. Now, I know there are a lot of people out there that got it together. You got your trade, you're a tradesman, you got your degrees, you done built the businesses, you work for, you're making this money, you got it all good, your life is good. I ain't talking about you all out there, okay? I ain't talking about the people who can get up, go out there and make it happen and don't give God a second thought. This ain't for you, because you perfect. See, I'm talking to the folk that had to go through the storms. I'm talking to the folk that had to struggle and do them term papers and do them lectures and work hard during them finals and midterms. I'm talking to the brothers and sisters out there that had to struggle coming out of the jail system. I'm talking to the brothers and sisters that was out there and folk talked about them, folk laughed at them, folk mistreated them. And they fell on their knees many a nights crying out to God. I'm talking to them. Because see, when your life good, you don't give God a second thought. Boy, but when them storms come on you, woo. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking to. Right? You know, y'all know folk talked about you. Folk laughed at you. They said that you ain't no good. They said that you ain't gonna make it. You know, I'm talking to them folk out there, and we, man, listen here, and them storms come, them medical bills come, them legal fees come, them rent, them mortgages, them electric bill, the food, your vacation, everything being your whole essence. And then you step back and you sit there and say, man, the heck with this, I got to do this here. You understand? I'm talking to the brothers and they said, come on now. Come on now, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real now. You know what I'm saying? The brothers, listen here. Brother done grabbed the duct tape and ski mask, and they say, I got to get this. Come on now. Come on now, sisters. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all put on them skirts, the high heels. Y'all listen here, man. Listen, we got to get this money, man. These bills got to get paid, man. Y'all feel me? So, yeah. So, we have to focus on how God promises, right? It's so important to remember. And these are the moments that I am very grateful for. This podcast right now, and the laughter and the motivation, right? And I thank you all, right? So I'm definitely want to, I have quite a few things into work, right? That I want to make sure that we come together. And like I said, I have travel services, and I want to put a motivational, whether Zoom, right? Or, you know, we take a trip somewhere to a retreat and everything. So I want to put those things into play. So, you know, I'm definitely going to make sure that I pray on that there, on how to put it all together. And I ask some of you all to help me. You know, you all have been so supportive of me, and I thank you all. I'm going to put in my Cash App in the description box and my GoFundMe. And you all help me. You know, I need your help, because there are quite a few ventures that I'm putting together. And the Lord definitely allowed me to be able to create GoFundMe. And I got the Cash App, and I'm using my voice. Amen. And just using my experience, and I don't want to sound like any and everybody out there. I try to be as genuine, as real as I possibly can. And I like what I'm doing. I like healing hearts. You know, I love you know, the entrepreneurial aspect of what I'm trying to accomplish. And for this here, I'm excited, and I have faith that it's going to be something. Come on in, sweetie, and you all help me, y'all. You know, let me put my Cash App together. This is the missus here. She's standing here with her cute face. Yes, sweetie. Oh, you going to Target? Yeah, she says she's going to Target. Her little cute little self, my little snoop. But you all, y'all help me, brothers and sisters. Y'all, you know. I put everything into the description, and we're gonna come together. I want to put together the retreats and the getaways for us, right? For all my listeners, and let me tell you, I got listeners all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys, man. I'm up 2-3% in a lot of other countries, and you all listening to this cast, and I thank you all. And I hope that you all get something from it, okay? But I want to put together so many other programs and stuff, and really get things going. That way we all can stay united, right? And not just, you know, the podcast, but, you know, I got getaway packages and retreats for us. But I need you all to help me, okay? So if you find it in your heart, and God can touch you, y'all send me an offering, okay? And that way we can take this thing to the next level. All right, so you know, I would you know, want God to bless you all on your day, to start y'all day off. Amen. and you all stay focused and don't be afraid to go after your goals. If you want a degree, if you want to become a nurse, if you want to be an investor, if you're going into real estate, you want your own business, you whatever it is you want to do, you hunker down, take a deep breath, pray, focus, and you go after it. Acknowledge God, though, okay? Don't forget that. But don't you be afraid to really go after your dreams and you do that because it's out there for you. All right? And I love you all, and I want you all to stay focused, stay safe, okay? And I'll talk with you soon. And also, I'll put I put my information. Send me an email, and send me y'all social medias, and I'll put mine out there too, so you all can follow me and check me out and everything. All right, and y'all take care, and talk with you real soon.